A series of suicide bombings in Morocco late Friday night killed at least 40 people and injured 100, confirming fears that terrorist strikes can occur worldwide. Four almost simultaneous explosions in Casablanca occurred at a Jewish community center, a hotel, the Belgian consulate, and a Spanish culture center. An earlier bomb exploded near a Jewish cemetery in Casablanca, Morocco's biggest city. The official Moroccan news agency, MAP, reports that 10 of the dead were the suicide bombers themselves. The agency says three suspects, all Moroccan, have been apprehended. Morocco's interior minister, Mustafa Sahel, described the bombings as terrorist suicide attacks. He said they bore the marks of an international terrorist organization. He did not specify which organization, but said the incidents were similar to the bombings on Monday in Saudi Arabia, blamed on the Al-Qaeda network. The deadliest attack in Casablanca was at the Spanish center. A suicide bomber wearing an explosive belt stormed into the center restaurant where 100 guests were having a late dinner. He murdered the doorman and then detonated his explosives. At the Belgian consulate, two guards were killed when a car bomb exploded just outside the building. Other car bombs went off at the Jewish Cultural Center and at the Farah Hotel. Nearly all the victims were Moroccans. The Saudi Arabia bomb attacks, in which 34 people died, set off terror alerts in the Middle East, East Africa, and Southeast Asia. Tatiana Anderson for VOA News, Cairo.